Hello again, it's John Arnold here. It's day four of Napod Pomo and day four of my month-long creativity assignments exercise. Today's assignment is big subject. Well, you must have seen that coming. We had tiny subject yesterday. Today we're going to have big subject. But I've got a little extra requirement for you. What I would like you to do is take a picture of a big subject, but I want you to get in close and take a picture of only part of it. But I want you to do it in such a way that we can still tell what the big subject is. So find something that's big, and it doesn't have to be like a skyscraper or anything, just something that is big in some sense, and take a photograph of a part of it so that we can still tell what the main subject is. And you can have lots of fun with this. Look for all the little interesting details. Look at all the nooks and crannies on the object. See if you can find something about the object that is very recognisably that thing. So if you look at the picture on the boo for today, I have picked a detail of an object that I bet lots of you will recognise, and hopefully it is a very recognisable detail. That's the sort of thing I'm thinking of. So off you go, go and find something, and take that photograph, and as always, post it on Google+, and include the hashtag CreativityEx. That's CreativityEx, stands for exercise. As always, I'd like to say a quick shout out to those people that posted for day three. We have had images, or I have seen images, from Janelle Yates. I think Janelle's new to the exercise. Welcome. Will Kay, who has been on board right from day one. Georgina Allen, who also has been on board right from day one. Neil Hopkins, who I think might have been day one or day two. I missed you yesterday, Neil. Sorry about that. And I have noticed Jen Thorpe, who's a couple of days behind, but has been posting a couple of great exercise entries for day one and day two so far. I look forward to what you produce in future, Jen. Thank you to everybody who's taking part, and I look forward to seeing what you produce for your big subject entry. I'll catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye.